Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Desiree Dubois, founder of An Empowered Woman, and Let's Talk Success. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with IG, also known as AG Marishika, and he's going to tell us more information about how to ignite your genius, stand out as the authority, and lead your movement so that you can get more high-paying clients and enjoy a lucrative lifestyle with more income, time, freedom, and impact. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Desiree. How are you doing?
Is that correct? Is that what's going to happen at the experience this week in Anaheim?
Yeah, absolutely. This weekend, Friday through Sunday, attendees will learn how to increase their income, their influence, and impact, and really learn how to speak as a leader and to get high-end clients. Because the truth is, right now, forget about all the marketing. Focus on meaning and movement, because people are kind of tuning out to typical marketing, and people want something that's real. People want something that's meaningful, and people buy the messenger. People buy the people are buying people so much rather than companies these days.
And so how did that happen, and why do you think that's so prevalent nowadays? Is it more specific in certain markets or certain areas?
I think it all started even back in the dot-com days, where a lot of these online companies say, hey, we got a mediocre product, but if we just put a lot of advertising dollars into it, like a web.com or, you know, whatever, all these dot-com mm-hmm. days, if you don't have a remarkable product or service, if you don't have something that's noteworthy or something that people really enjoy or would spread the word, pouring money or advertising dollars into it doesn't work. It's really better to have something so good, and this is how movements get started, is that you start having raving fans and evangelists tell each other, especially for the high-end market, and mm-hmm. That when their buying decisions are not done by TV and advertising so much, it's usually they ask a friend for a referral, like, do you know a good bookkeeper? Do you know a good blank? And they look within their social circles for that as well. So it started even back in dot-com days, and there's better ways where, and especially this is ideal for people who are coaches, consultants, or professionals who provide a service or even a product where they're really great at what they do. It's really important to be able to stand out more than ever, because people are getting lost in what I call the sea of sameness.
And there's a lot of that, because almost any industry, the amount of people that are delivering that service is growing and growing, especially now because of the access. People can go on Google and access hundreds, if not thousands, of an individual in the same business. So now they really have to stand out. And I know at your event, you're going to tell them how to tell them how to express what makes them unique and what makes them stand out to get more clients. And what ways are you going to share that?
Sure. So it's what I call your genius. Each one of us has a unique genius that's personal, unique to us, and it's a combination of our passion, our talents, our skills, and our experiences. And from a spiritual perspective, I believe we all are one of a kind, that there was no one before us, no one ever going to be like us after us. And that it's really finding out what is your peanut butter and chocolate combination, because it's really, you have a unique combination. There's great peanut butter companies in the past, and there are great chocolate companies, but then when the first peanut butter and chocolate company came, no one ever has replaced that Reese's. They just own the market. So what is that where you could plant that flag and really create this and create your own blue ocean of being a category one, instead of where all the others are fighting the Red Sea of competition? It's really creating their own unique space and planting that flag and owning it, and owning your space, especially for women to be seen and be heard and really own their space. And you don't need more credentials. You don't need any of that. It's more of an internal shift that really helps you grow your business.
Fantastic. I know one of the other things you're going to learn is how to master connect with your audience. And you mentioned that so deeply they want to work with you even before they know what you're offering.
Yes, and this is a common piece, especially any professional, anyone who's gotten clients before. There's certain types of clients who decided to hire you, and they're not even clear what specifically they're getting. They're like, hey, Desiree, I really want to work with you. There's something about you. I know you're the person to help me. They feel confident you delivering the services. But then they might ask you, what did I get again? You know, it's like, but because it's more of a trust. They buy the person first. And as long as you as the professional know what their end results are and you have a process, a system, or a program or service that can help them get there or get there faster, that's where the real decision is. It's not necessarily the features of how much time they get or how many widgets or how many megabytes or all this. It's really, can you get me to where I want to go or can you get me there faster? And the key is the connection piece, because people truly buy from that old thing of people who they know. They don't buy from strangers, people who they like, because they don't buy from people they don't like, and people who they trust. And so it really is building a connection is the key piece for that.
And I agree with you 100%. Again, especially when there are so many offerings available. And then one of the other things that you mentioned is how to command presence on and on the stage and stand out as authority in your field. You know, because sometimes people feel that they've got to have, like you mentioned, more certifications or more qualifications, but many times it's not that. What do you think it is?
Yeah, it really is present. It is about, you know, I'm a father of a 2.5-year-old daughter and also a husband of 6 years. And really, the greatest gift you can give any person is your attention, your full undivided attention. That's what presence is really being fully attentive and fully present to the other person. So when you're a speaker speaking in the audience, and it doesn't matter if it's a small group of 5 people or to 5,000 people, the best speakers are the ones who are present with the audience members. And in the audience, they feel like you're speaking directly to them. So you're speaking like having a one-on-one conversation, and it really touches them on an individual basis, that you're not speaking at them. You're having a conversation, a one-on-one conversation. They feel that. So it's really important to increase your presence. And once you master that, people are not looking for the most polished person. They want the most real and authentic person, because somebody who's too polished, sometimes it could lower the trust level. You need to have some sort of level of professionalism for people to see you as credible and trustworthy. However, if you're overly polished but you're not present or connected with the audience, they're not going to trust you. Like, oh, this person is too slick. This person is just has done this way before. And this is the secret of musicians and rock groups and who do concerts. You know, most of the fans have heard every song go over and over again, and they've been to multiple concerts, but each concert is a little different. So as a speaker, each concert, each talk, there's a little bit of different. Even if you heard the same talk, it's a little different. You customize it for the audience so that they have a special and unique experience. So presence is a key. That way they don't care if you have ums or ers, like, you know, you hear in Toastmasters that they critique you on. It's really about how connected you are with your audience. But also when you are fully present and in the moment, not in your head of trying to know what you're going to say, then the ums and ers and all your crutch words of, you know, or all these things disappear, because you're speaking presently and consciously, and every word you're speaking with purpose.
You know, I love when you say that, as far as, you know, the feeling real and being polished and so forth, because I think now that we're in such a world of reality shows, people want to see people real, and that's what they can relate to. It also increases your relatability. If you're so perfect and precious, then they don't feel that they can do what you do, or they feel so much, there's a distance between that, where they feel that you're almost like them, or they can relate to you, but you just have a different expertise they can learn from. And then more importantly, it has to happen online and offline. So sometimes you have the ability of being in front of people on the stage to be able to transfer that magnificence. But when you're online,
oh, absolutely.
It's even harder. You know, because, yeah, they
yeah.
did that. There's a lot of electronics between you, so you really have to magnify your message and
oh,
really
absolutely.
Be present.
Absolutely. For
so
the online, you know, the online piece is a speaker's best friend and also a professional, because once you master speaking and being present, you could get out there on video or you could be on a live interview like we're on now or a web TV show. There's a lot of different ways, and how present you are and how connected you are online is even more important than in person because it is, you're watching from a TV, so you need to kind of amplify that. So you're absolutely right, Desiree. It's like the online is super valuable.
Absolutely. And then they're going to learn how to make it profitable, $100,000 or $250,000 in live event models with just as little as 6 people attending your events. And that sounds like almost impossible. So tell us about that. They're going to learn that this weekend as
well? So I'm all about simplicity, and I'm all about being functional, what really works. I'm not into marketing hype of following, you know, what seems to work one day but may not. It's really about going after higher-end clients, focusing on quality clients and focusing on quality attendees over just pure quantity. And the secret is, I mean, I've done more in small groups of 6 to 10 people than most people do at events of 100 people. And it's really about focusing and speaking one-on-one to each one. And so we're going to show some unique models on simple small group models that can add an extra $100,000 to your business. Or you could do a medium-sized model of as little as 40 to 60 people that can add an extra $250,000 to your business. And that's what we're going to share at our Speak Your Genius 2.0 experience. And this is our first 2.0 because we've been running this event for 5 years since 2011. And now it's time for – it's always been upgrade, but now it's a whole – instead of 1.1, 1.2, it's like a whole 2.0 version of what really works today.
Fantastic. And the best part about it is that we are able to gift 5 complimentary passes to our community for this event. So tell us about that and how that's going to work.
Yes, absolutely. So because, Desiree, I know you attract a high caliber, quality group of individuals who are great at what they do. I want to extend you, and Desiree, you will be speaking on one of our featured panels as a guest expert in your field. So I want to extend to your tribe 5 complimentary tickets to our event. Now, if you go to speakyourgenius.com, that's speak and then your, Y-O-U-R, genius, and G-E-N-I-U-S, .com, you'll see that we're selling that online for $497 or 2-pay of $277. Just click on that link and then type in the word genius, all capital, G-E-N-I-U-S. And some people get the I and the U switched up, but make sure it's I-U-S. And then it'll go down to 0, and you may attend our event, which is a 3-day event starting July 17th, 18th, and 19th, Friday through Sunday. They may attend at no cost as our guests. And so all they have to do is do that. And I know you'll be sharing with your network, and they'll be receiving the instructions there. And it's going to be an amazing event. And what's great about this event is that each section is module training. So you can attend one block. They're 90-minute modules. And so one block is a standalone training. It's not like if you miss one segment, because I know it is short notice, but if you miss one segment, that you're going to be lost the whole way through. The truth is, each one is a standalone, and we've had clients and people who've attended our events where they just got one thing and tripled their business, because it's not about having a million ideas. That's why people get overwhelmed. It's about having 1 to 3 really good ideas that you can execute and implement to really make a huge difference in the amount of people you impact, the income you make, and the influence that you have. So that's my gift to you, your audience. And my recommendation is attend is for as much as you can. All is better than some, and some is better than none. And so that's my recommendations for if you have something booked up, move things around, because this is the last time we're doing this in 2015 in California. So if you're in nearby or you can swing by this, I would move things around because it'll be a while till we do this in this area again on the topic.
Well, thank you so much for that gift. It's very generous. It's quite a bit of dollars, quite a bit of savings. And I agree with you. If you can attend the full 17th to the 19th, then come as you can and come when you can. And also share this with your associates, your alliance partners and joint venturers and anyone else that you think would want to be able to improve their life, the lifestyle, and all that it means to them. So thank you so much for AG for offering this to our community. I can't wait to join you and be there myself, and I want to encourage everybody. I'll have all the details in the description. Just click and register and share and come and enjoy yourself. So what empowering thought would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Okay. Well, the people who I really I believe each one of you has genius inside you. There's a Harvard study that says 99.9% of all children born at the age of 18 operate at a genius level. You all have genius in you, and it's really about tapping into the gifts that you are already born with. When you're having fun, when you're being happy, you're going to get clients. And I truly believe each one of you are here for something greater than just paying your bills or living life and doing this, that you're here for something greater. And you're going to learn how to really turn your business into a movement, have a clear mission, and also for based on your spiritual foundation, it may turn your business into your quote-unquote ministry. And this is a way for you to impact people's lives. So I want to leave you with this. And many of you heard this, and you're going to learn how to do thought leader statements. Many of you heard when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Now, I have a spin on this, and because I train teachers, I train leaders, and I train people who are change agents. And so the key is when I believe the opposite is true. When the teacher is ready, the students will appear. And at this event, you'll become ready as a teacher so that your students will appear.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I want to thank our listeners with us today. If you have any more questions, feel free to contact us at anempoweredwoman.com or email me at Desiree, D-E-S-I-R-E-E, at anempoweredwoman.com or simply give us a call at 818-865-8563. I thank you so much again for your time and attention, and until we meet again, stay empowered.